Aloha, I'm Dr. Andrea Mills, the Detox Doctor, and we're going to walk you through what happens when you check in to the Detox Doctor Retreat. And one of the things we do is we like to measure everything, because if you can't measure it, you can't monitor it, and you can't manage. So we start out finding out, where is that person, what's their baseline, right?
Right.
And then they can go from there to their optimal health. And so today I have with me Amber. She's one of my detox doctor team members, and she's going to walk us through what happens. She's going to check me in, basically.
I am going to check you in.
All right, check me in.
All right, so the first thing we're going to do is use this really special scale that allows us to look at more than just the weight. We get to see the weight and the BMI, so the body mass index. We get to see what percentage of body fat and muscle each person is. What is their resting metabolism? So how many calories do they burn if they don't get out of bed? And what is the internal age of their body? This is the one that has a tendency to really shock a lot of people. That, and you'll notice, this one's in orange. This is the one that's super important. We always hear about the dangers of belly fat, and what they're talking about is visceral fat. And visceral fat is the fat that sits in the chest, abdominal cavities, and surrounds the organs, and is really, really, really unhealthy. So we are going to see how Dr. Andrea is really doing. And for that, we're going to need a little bit of information. And we do this privately, normally.
Right, yeah.
So you don't share your info with all the other guests.
And I want to explain, too, this is a Class 2 medical device. It measures 7 different areas as she went through, body composition scale. We do sell these at the Detox Doctor Shop online, or just call or email me. And the information is on thedetoxdoctor.com.
Great. So we begin with your age.
57.
57. Or so we think.
Yeah, right.
And then we enter male or female.
Female.
Which we know. And what's your height, my dear?
5'8".
5'8".
And
done.
Like
now,
all women, I'm going to take off every bit of jewelry.
Exactly. So the scale is now ready to be done. And so when you do this, what I'm going to have you do is you're going to notice there's some grooves in the back of the handle. The middle finger goes into those grooves and the hands grab on here. And you'll put it up straight like this.
Yep. So we want to make sure there's no socks on their feet or shoes.
Right.
And we put them on. And then we hold the arms out straight with our fingers right where Amber told us.
Yeah, and the first thing we see is the weight. Then we don't want to jump off the scale yet because it's going to measure all those other factors that we pointed out in the beginning. And the weight has returned to the screen, so we're done.
It has sent an electrical current through the feet and through the hands, and with certain algorithms and based on the information we gave it, this will tell us information about me. So what have we got, Amber?
All right, we have a weight of 121 pounds, a BMI of 18.3, which is fantastic, as we're looking for, I believe, 15 to 25, correct?
Okay.
So that's fantastic. And the percentage of body fat, 20.7.
Well,
female, we carry
like
a little more.
I was when I was back at the Olympic training.
And the muscle, though, is 32.3%.
We could build some more muscle, though.
We could. And it's, though, always great to see more muscle than fat. Resting calories, 1,320. So you got to move if you want to eat. And this is the big one, if you guys are ready. The internal age of Dr. Andrea's body. Her real age, 20.
Whoa! Yay!
Yeah, I'm sitting next to a 20-year-old. I'm twice that in chronological years, and she's like, she's nailing me here.
All right,
but I'm making a journey. Yeah, I want to say when I first started at based on my birth, I'm 39 years old, and this said 56.
Ew.
That kind of hurt, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And I'm down to 45, so six more years to go.
She's reversed the aging process with a class 2 medical device proving it.
Mm-hmm. And then let's look at visceral fat. 3. Ooh. Now, we want to see it at 9 or below, so a 3 is fantastic.
And that's the bad fat. The visceral fat is the bad fat. So.
Yep. And I've had some good results with this, too. I started at an 8, which made me feel good after that age I saw.
Right.
Because I knew I was inside the normal range. But who doesn't want to have that drop down? So I'm a 6 now.
Yay!
Which is huge, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. So that's the scale portion. And I guess we don't. Which we normally would record on the sheet for each person every single day here at the Detox Doctor Retreat. And now we are going to begin by testing for ketones. And do you want to explain the ketones or shall I?
Well, we want to be fat burners rather than sugar burners. And ketones will tell us the fat, and the glucose test will tell us the sugar. So we're going to see if I am a fat burner or a sugar burner. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this?
I think you covered it complete. The only thing that I think is I notice when people come in, the idea of having to draw blood of any kind always seems kind of a little intimidating for some. Mm-hmm. And I'm a total needle weenie myself. I just am. So it was hard for me the first time, but it doesn't even really feel like a prick. It's just like, oh, what was that for a second? And it's really small. So I'd say that's probably the one thing that surprises people. It's like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
So, and we'll start with, let me use either finger. You like this one?
Yeah.
Either one.
Let's do it this one then.
Okay. Right here. So never hurts to get the capillaries kind of full of blood before we begin. But then we don't want to start right away because I just had my hands all over her and we want to clean her up with some alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And we want to have everything set and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
we don't have a lancet in there, do we?
Oh, well, goodness gracious. We are behind the times over here.
But notice she has all the little testers opened and ready to go.
Yeah, and this is simple. It's as simple as pushing the lancet down until it clicks in place. And then you just twist and pull this off.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll get that guy there.
And I like to be set at
turn
about
him
4.
On. It's on a 4.
Okay, great. And when I said I like to be set at about a 4, that's right there. And that depends on how hard it pokes into your finger, causing the blood to come out. So
do we stay with the middle or do we move to this one? Okay. So we'll clean it off real good. And we're going to go on the side of the finger pad. You almost don't feel these throughout the day, but just as a precautionary measure to make sure it's not the part we're touching with. So, right here. There we go. Little
prick. It didn't hurt at all.
No, you see that it's nothing. We almost have to like squeeze it and encourage it to come out.
Right.
Simple.
Simple.
Okay, we got enough for our ketones.
Now we have the tester, and the little test strip is inserted right into the tester.
And then it tells us when it's ready to receive the blood with a little droplet. And it just sucks the blood right up.
It makes that little noise that it got it.
Yeah.
And then this one's going to tell if I'm in ketosis or not.
And for that, we're looking for a measurement of 0.5 to 5.
Yep.
1.7.
Very efficient fat burner.
Very much so.
I'm in ketosis.
All right.
Even though I had pancakes this morning.
I know.
Coconut pancakes, and I did put some the maple syrup on it. So
let me snag another lancet.
Didn't take me out of ketosis. Now we're going to test the blood glucose. So she's going to put a different strip in there that reads the sugar or glucose. And from the same little area of blood there, we're going to test that.
Okay, it's ready. You notice it just pulls it right up.
And it already went off, so you can.
Okay.
131. That's probably from me having the pancakes. I did have pancakes with maple syrup on it. My blood sugar is normally around 60, even 40. I've had it as low as 30. I think 28 was the lowest I ever was.
Now, oh, wow.
And the reason for that, though, is because I'm burning ketones, so I don't need to have a high blood sugar in my blood. So
so if you want to clean up, I have a little pad for you.
And what other tests do we do?
The other test that we do is called the meta-oxy test. And that's testing for how much oxidative damage we have around our cells, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so
what it measures is the malondialdehyde.
I'm not sure if I can say that. But I know how to do the test. It's very simple. So what we have here is a little vial which kind of appears like there's just nothing in it. The reality is there's a reactive agent inside that's going to let us know once your urine is added to the vial. And here's all you do. We have just a little cup, to collect the urine in, and a pipette. You simply squeeze into it, mm-hmm. open the cap.
Tight. There you go.
Squeeze it in, replace the cap, and shake it up. And what we have over here is some of the various results, as you can see. From some of our participants, we have some very, very dark colors.
This is a toxic person.
This is a mid-range toxic person, right? Still pretty dark. And this is the detox doc.
Yay!
But what else would you expect from this beautiful 57-year-old woman who's actually only 20? That may have a little bit of a correlation, I'm thinking.
I wish I would have started this sooner.
Yeah. I'm grateful to have this in my life now. Thank you, seriously.
Do you want to tell a little bit about, you've done your own weigh-ins. She was at the last Detox Doctor mm-hmm. retreat and this current one. What's changed for you?
Oh, a lot, and it's been roughly about 100 days. So when I first came in, I was 176 pounds, and I'm only 5'4", so this is really not a good thing. I'm down to 149, so I've lost 27 pounds. My internal age was 56 and I'm now 45, so 11 years rolled back off my age. And I'm literally, I can't tell you how like pumped I am to keep going, because I have got to cross that threshold of my chronological age.
What is your chronicle up?
39.
Okay, great.
39, so 6 years to go and I've got it. Okay. And I'm not gonna quit, but you know, that's just that exciting moment. So when I did the test, my color, it was probably close to this, or it could have been a tiny bit lighter, but I definitely saw myself in the middle range, and I want to be like Dr. Andrea when I grow up so that I can have a meta-oxy test that looks that great.
Awesome. So this is what you can expect, and some of the ways that we can measure where you are now so that we can monitor and manage how we can help you with your health to reach that optimum health and disease prevention that you need. I'm Dr. Andrea Mills, the Detox Doctor, and we're live right now at the Detox Doctor Retreat. And I'd also like to help you find out, how toxic are you? Go take our toxin awareness quiz, and that's at the toxinawarenessquiz.com. toxinawarenessquiz.com. Thank you. I'm Dr. Andrea Mills. Best of health.